last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
If you turn your attention to Roll 20, you'll see the Shumfalo Five are all grouped up around a wagon there. Oh, wait.
Where's Kal-El?
Where's Kal-El? Hold on, let me add him.
The room isn't big enough for him anymore.
Oh, there
Holy
he is.
My gosh, he's huge.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Oh, and what's his strength modifier now, Brittany?
+5.
Oh, Jordan, what's Varg's strength modifier?
Only +4.
That's right.
Wow. He's beefy.
I would like to check for traps on the office door.
All right. Roll a perception check, please.
Is there anyone making noise in here? Hello? Is anyone hiding in here?
There is a name on the office door. It says Angelique Lovelace.
Ding, 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 ding.
Shield Marshal Captain. The day log contains invitations to the event, 4 of them plus 1 animal companion. I was being facetious about the plus 1 animal companion because I don't expect you're going to leave him the street tied up to a hitching post.
Just leave my horse outside. 19 total.
That makes 2 of us 19 total.
18 for me. A natty 4.
On Varg.
Natty 1.
Are you serious?
With your AI die.
I'm dead serious.
Wow.
How'd you do with your roll again?
More than 19. A 1.
Well, thankfully, the DC was 19.
Oh! Oh my God.
You get the impression that they're on their way in to your space.
Let's hide in the office.
I think we should keep searching. Well, I say we risk it.
Risk it?
Yeah.
That's because you want to chop some of the
Yes,
off.
I do.
It's Vargan time!
You could jimmy rig a net launcher on top of the desk.
It's kind of what I was thinking.
If you want.
So I have a net launcher ready to go.
There's something blocking the door. That's not right. Hold on a second.
And he puts his shoulder into it. And we'll find out what happens next
week.
Pause.
Wow, that went by way too fast. Next episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, recorded 9 years after Marty McFly went back to the future.
9 years. To the minute, actually.
Ouch.
To
Ouch.
The minute.
Ouch. Do you remember the day? It was 2015, but do you remember the date?
Wasn't it November something?
I don't remember. It wasn't November.
Was it September?
It was...
What day did...
Tuesday.
I thought you knew off the top of your head, and I was like, man, that's genius.
No, I was asking because I don't... November 5th.
November
there
5th.
There it is, 11-5.
Remember the 5th of November.
The gunpowder treason and plot. Awesome. I have no reason. The
gunpowder is that
treason
why Doc,
shall never be forgotten.
Doc Brown chose the 5th of November?
It was.
Because he was vicariously vexed.
Vivified.
Vivisect. Other V words.
Yeah. Valentine's Day.
And Value Village.
Value Village.
That Value
technically
Village Vagabond.
Would be in the speech if given in, you know, like,
if
West,
it was set in current time.
West
absolutely
Olympia.
Would.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about
V for Vendetta, one
no,
of my favorite movies.
I was
movies.
Thinking about
Great movie.
The my reason kid. I have this cold open was not a V for Vendetta cold open. It was a... I was thinking about Back to the Future, and I saw this on a podcast. I can't remember what podcast. I think it was Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking about it or something, but the movie being made in the early, early 80s, the craziest technology that was available at the time was the fax machine. The fact that you yeah. could send essentially what was a piece of paper's worth of data through a telephone line and have it print somewhere else was like...
That's still wild to
well,
me. Mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Real talk, that's still wild.
My argument is the holographic
The holographic
shark
was cool for Jaws 32 or
yep.
whatever it was.
So the holographic shark, but then also the at the store when you order stuff and it's a robot with the TV talking to you and then you just order something and he gives it to you
right.
on his little screen.
I mean, we're almost
very
there.
Jetsons.
We're totally there.
But the... Remember when Marty gets fired...
Mm-hmm.
And what does his boss do? He sends a fax.
Yeah.
Oh,
And that's like the way to communicate. Yeah. And they have a fax machine. Where do they have a fax machine?
In every room of the house. Yeah, just like a TV.
And that is what the like equivalent of like, what would be the craziest thing that people would have to communicate with in 2015? Oh, a fax machine in every room.
I don't want that.
Oh, that's so wild.
It would be wild.
And that was the best that they could come up with in 1984 when they made that movie.
Yep.
They should have watched Star Trek, because if you watch 1987 episodes of Star Trek,
Man, Kirk was flipping out the communicator.
They've got communicators. Yeah. They got tablets.
Yeah, but they weren't sending pictures through the cell phones, like a fax.
The tablets didn't happen until the Next Generation.
Yeah.
But that was in the 80s. Which was in the 90s. Or 89.
Which is in the 80s.
After Back to the Future.
After Back to the Future. Really?
Yeah. Back to the Future Part 2 came out in like 1986.
Dang.
That sounds right.
But the real but the real question is, why is the third one your favorite?
Because he meets his mom?
I'm glad you brought that up, and maybe it's just because I'm a sucker for Westerns, but I think the third one got too much hate, because a lot of people don't like that one.
It did get some hate.
But here's the deal.
It shouldn't get any hate, because it's a fantastic movie. It's just compared to the other two, it doesn't rank above them.
Biff's great-great-grandfather, however many greats fantastic. He was, such a good character.
Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Mad Dog Tannen.
Yeah. Like, fantastic character.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, makes me love that
they all played the same character.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That was different iterations. I love that. That's good. That's
so fun. Good. And I love that. I'm just nostalgic. So the callbacks to the old Western video game he plays, and he's just like a crack shot, Marty McFly, when he goes back there.
Yeah.
Fantastic callback.
The video gaming.
Yeah.
The video games are cool, and they make you better at things like shooting guns.
Yeah, right.
That's the real.
But racing games make me drive a race car better.
There's a guy who got a whole job for doing it.
That's true.
It happened in Gran Turismo.
After the academy, he still had to be taught how to drive a race car.
Yes, but he was still able to.
I know this track, bruv.
I can drive
pasta, rice, and peas, bruv. I know how to drive the bloody car. I've
driven this track 5,000 times.
Take away the blood sausage. I'm ready to drive.
Yeah, that's another thing. UK friends, what's up with blood sausage in the morning? Gross. Your breath has got to smell like wet Band-Aids all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bowl of iron soup.
That's not all they eat in the morning.
No, that's it.
Yeah, beans on toast.
Beans.
Beans and slices
and then
of tomato.
A runny egg.
Beans.
Stop it, guys.
I don't like runny eggs. I know I'm weird. But
our friends across the pond... Beans for breakfast.
Guys.
The world is looking at you.
That's very savory.
Your first and fifth point of contact is just seeping all morning long.
How is that the fifth point of contact?
It's your fifth point of contact. Think about it.
With what? That's not a point of contact.
Senses. It totally is.
Senses.
It totally is.
You see people and hear them before you smell them.
Bruh.
You feel them when you give them a hug.
No, elaborate.
Then you smell them.
You can't just...
No. Let's...
Because when people express, it's a contact point. You see what I'm saying?
When they express.
It absolutely is not.
I'm just proud that you're not... Like, you're censoring yourself in how you talk about this.
I have a teenager who lives in my home, and he has an effluvia. And when he passes by me, I can smell... His fifth point of contact.
Before you see him.
Bruh.
He has an effluvia.
It lingers. It lingers and clings to things. Anyway.
I live here now. This is totally my house.
Right. I marked it with my essence.
This is my toilet now.
Smells like nacho cheese.
Just because it was so well done. Here is the Oxford Dictionary definition of effluvia.
Yes.
An unpleasant or harmful odor.
Huh?
Harmful.
Secretion.
Huh?
Yeah.
Or discharge.
Fifth point of contact.
Effluvia.
All of these words do not belong together.
What?
The unwholesome effluvia of decaying vegetable matter. Might as well be replaced with the unwholesome effluvia of teenage boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Same, but different.
But different.
but still same. We're so dumb.
Oh, my God.
This is why I look forward to playing this game. It has nothing to do with, like, let's do the math with the rock, the maths. You know, it's all about come together and talk in as much crap as humanly possible.
Yeah. Yep, literally.
About Duval's son.
Literally.
Poor kid.
I forget there even is math until I have to roll.
You're like, oh, wait.
Wait, I have to do math?
We were having
it's
fun.
It's a surprise every time.
Why? We were having so much fun, and now... What is happening?
You have to ruin it. You ruin her.
What's 17 times 3? 51.
Oh, you're so good. You,
I know. Jordan, look on his face. You got some effluvia?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Smell it from
it's
over
60
here.
It's 60 minus 9, for the record. That's what that is.
60 minus. Did you just common core over there?
Common core?
No, in my studio? Old school. That's not common core. This is how we do it. You go, what's the easiest way to figure this out?
Just remember your 17s.
No.
Or remember your phone has a calculator, kids.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to say to people is, do you know what 51 divided by 17 is? And they're like, huh? You can't. 3.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
who said you can't do it?
Most people, when you tell them, quick, 51 divided by 17. Because those numbers don't make sense.
Math. What kind of terrorist are you just walking up to people giving them math?
In your brain. I like to do it to children.
We think you're Oppenheimer?
Oppie. I watched that movie yesterday.
And?
Oh.
Oh.
That's what it says on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah. Oh. It's all it says. There's no effluvia. We can say that.
Well, no, they blew
That's
it up.
Definitely marks.
What I say is that I wish that I could have the amount of talent that is in Christopher Nolan's toenail clippings when I tell a story. Because that man is doing something special with his talent.
He goes dead eyes a lot.
Well, he's thinking.
he just has his like in Peaky Blinders. Like you're just like
wait, no, Christopher Nolan's the writer.
Christopher Nolan's the writer director. Yeah. You're thinking Cillian Murphy. Murphy's actor.
And he kills the dead eye.
Don't be talking bad about Cillian.
It's not a bad thing.
He kills the dead eye.
He just goes dead eye, and you're like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, it's what's behind them. Dead eyes.
Yeah,
a lot.
Thomas Shelby was one of the greatest characters you'll ever meet.
That's almost good.
It's almost good.
It's not better than my Italian sandwich guy, but it's pretty good.
I thought that was Kairos' new accent.
That's right. We didn't talk about that. He goes to Boston.
He finally figures out his life.
Yeah.
He finally coughs up like a shish squill, and then he's able to talk.
Like.
That's his real voice.
That whole time it was...
Oh my gosh! That's what stuck in that
You're
phrase.
Not gonna believe this.
You gotta be kidding me! This whole time, shitsquill.
You're not gonna believe me, guy. Hey, guy.
Hey.
The shitsquill made it onto my Italian sub. What the heck?
What the heck? How'd that get there?
It's been in there for such a long time. I have an effluvia.
Pass me the capicola over here.
Oh, the goblin, the ghoul.
The goblin.
What would the...
There go our Italian-American listeners.
I know how to kill this joke. I'm going to ask a stupid question.
Ask it.
What would the Galarian equivalent of, like, Boston be? I have no idea. I don't know enough about all of Galarian.
There's definitely a suburb in Absalom.
South.
Is it?
It'd be south.
Do you remember the setting that we played Second Darkness in? Riddleport?
Yeah.
I bet that's...
Vaguely.
I bet they all have Boston accents in Riddleport.
Which that seems a little too uppity.
It's a deep joke. For the people who have played, play Pathfinder, like, ha, ha!
Oh, somewhere somebody's pulled over just crying tears.
Death.
I totally get what he means.
Those
totally get it.
And their Boston Riddleport joke.
What do you think, Brittany?
Yes. I'm so sorry. We were doing so good.
She had that yes in her pocket, like, here you go.
Yeah.
She's going to take that.
It's always on deck. She's got
a
quick and easy Marshawn Lynch answer.
Protect your chicken.
You guys are funny.
Can we play now, please?
Is that our segue?
Yeah,
hey, I'm a little stressed about what's coming to this door.
We're not a have a lot of fun podcast.
That's right.
We're not here to talk about a sandwich.
We're not a sandwich podcast.
We're an all business Pathfinder podcast. And when last we left the Shumfollow 5, a door had been shoved open in their proximity.
Was it shoved open or
it was shouldered?
It was sort of. Yeah,
we heard a voice saying, "Like, hey, it's jammed. Hey, the door is jammed.
There's a sandwich in the door. The sandwich in the door is jammed.
Whoop on my ogie here.
Is there an effluvia in the air? It's my new favorite word.
Oh man, that's a beard. And some ice.
Oh my gosh.
I've just revealed on the Jordan? Other side of the door a group of individuals led by a dwarf toting a shotgun.
Dwarf and some hobgoblins?
And they look like four hobgoblins,
dude. Oh, boy. Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Toting some weapons.
Mass destruction.
And I'm going to resolve the firing of a shoulder-mounted net launcher here in a second. But first, I need the Shumfollow 5 to roll for initiative.
Yeah, we do.
This is why you listen right here. Call your friends.
27.
Darnayru.
30.
Kairos.
21.
Vyargage.
24.
Vyargage?
Vyargi?
It's pronounced Varge. Like Marge with a V.
I want to call you that for now.
He's as large as a Varge.
Large as a Varge in March.
Well, talk to me about this net launcher, because it fires off at the unaware, and I'm going to say off guard, dwarven leader of this ragtag group of individuals. And as the net launcher does its thing and the net is soaring through the air, you notice on this shield marshal, he's dressed like a shield marshal, and on his chest is a very prominently displayed
pin. Broken heart.
Okay. Broken heart.
Bad guy.
Easy to spot. Free perception.
So it functions as a net. So it's going to grapple a medium or small creature. We didn't actually decide how far away it was, but it's up to 10 feet away.
That's just its range increment. It can launch farther than 10 feet. It has a to-hit roll, and that's what I need.
Okay.
And that would be set up with Varg's to-hit roll. So just make a range strike with the net launcher as if it was equipped on your character.
Yep.
Since you were the one who set it up.
That makes too much sense.
Every once in a while, I read ahead. And I come prepared to
every
this
once in a while?
Event.
I feel like you do
every
a
once
lot.
In a while.
Bad roll. 20 total.
20 total. That is a miss.
Yep.
Is there a miss condition, even with the lowered AC from being off guard, is there a miss, like, thing that happens here? Is it a partial? Like, is it difficult terrain?
He feels
terrain,
like a big dummy.
Is he slowed or anything?
No, it's just a miss.
So the broken heart, does that mean that this is one of the buyers?
No, bad this guys. Means this is one of the corrupted shield marshals.
Corrupted shield
the
marshals.
Broken heart okay. pin is a telltale sign of the followers of Angelique Lovelace.
Okay, so we don't need to like use diplomacy.
Hail Hydra.
Exactly. Kind of.
Yeah. It is.
Bad guy.
We can always use diplomacy, but it may not be useful.
So the way that works, diplomacy, intimidation, you're improving or deducting?
What's reducing? The option of improve?
Reducing.
Yeah.
Do we even have the option? I mean, we just fired a net at them.
Yeah. You're right. You're
he's just
right.
explaining in general.
In general terms, use diplomacy outside of combat to improve the attitude of a creature towards you. Everything that you interact with in the entire world has a starting attitude.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are hostile,
mm-hmm.
which is the farthest down the track you can go. So if Perfect. You were to use diplomacy on them and improve their attitude, it would only improve to unhelpful.
Okay. Gotcha.
There you go. Chew okay. on. Love get it. Some Nature Valley. We'll warm it up with a little bit of crummage. Gonna have to vacuum.
Okay.
We start combat with Darnayru.
Darnayru
first?
You sure did.
Roll a 30,
I
did.
Bro. I know, but still. Yeah, watch. Still delay. Surprise me. Definitely not going to delay. I am going to analyze weakness. I would like to, not analyze weakness, I would like to identify this guy.
All right. You're doing a recall knowledge?
Recall
is that the name of the ability?
Okay. On a humanoid, I believe, is society.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So I rolled a natty 19.
Oh, that's really good.
Plus 16. So 35.
Wow. A critical success.
Yes. Whose is... second cousin thrice removed. Who is this guy?
This corrupt shield marshal is a dwarf and has all of the normal immunities, weaknesses, resistances that follow a dwarf, which is nothing, right? He's not immune to anything, he's not weak to anything, and he's not resistant to anything. Gear-wise, though, you get a really good look at the guy and how he's set up. So he's wielding a pistol in one hand, and a long sword drawn in the other, has a Jezail on his back.
Whoa.
Does that have a name? Just kidding.
Jezail.
My name is Jezail.
Jesse.
Jezail. That's the name of the weapon.
Perfect.
Your roll was high, but not high enough to know the lineage of the weapon.
Balnor. Okay. Balnor had a
Jezail. It was Balnor's Jezail.
Yeah. No. I was thinking about it.
You dirty rat.
The four hobgoblins behind him are all carrying shotguns.
Okay. Nice.
dwarven scatter guns, to be specific.
Nice. Awesome. Okay. How many hit points do they have?
I'm not going to tell you that, but I will tell you, because rolling a critical success on a like humanoid, generic, playable ancestry character, it doesn't gain you a whole lot of advantages. So I do want to give you more information because it was such a good roll.
Yeah.
Corrupt Shield Marshals have 120 hit points.
120.
Dang. Beefy.
And a default armor class of 25.
Okay.
Okay.
Ugh.
What would you like to know, their best or their worst save?
I would like to know their worst save.
Their worst save is their will save.
Okay. That means their brains are dumb.
So that's a lot of extra info, but you nailed that check, so you're getting it.
Yes.
What would you like to do with your other two actions?
I would like to use my second action to run right up in the bee's knees, which is less than my full movement speed for one action.
Blocking the hot gates, the hero of Alkenstar, Darnayru.
Yep. And then I would like to use Analyze Weakness. Because I acted before him in combat, he is automatically off guard to me.
Correct.
And I identified the creature, so it's going to add another 2d6 precision damage to my sneak attack damage.
Outstanding. The ultimate Darnayru combo here.
So I will roll to hit and figure out all the rest of stuff after hopefully I hit. Natty 17 plus 17, 36. No, 34. Math. 17s.
A critical success.
Yes!
I am super serial.
Yes, okay.
Boom!
Pause for lurking how many pieces of dice I have to roll. 24. All right, so 24 times 2 is
48.
48. So I did 48 damage on the strike, and then awesome. The persistent damage happens on your turn.
Yikes. Okay,
and then
48
I roll,
damage.
And then I roll 2d6 persistent bleed damage on his turn.
Okay. Keep a track of that.
Got the dice sitting next to the side. And that is my whole turn.
The next character to act is the hobgoblin in the background. You notice all four of these hobgoblins are dressed the same as well.
Like a boy band.
That is
definitely. Yeah. Striking a pose like a boy band.
Box Street's back, all right. All right.
All right.
All right. Has two of his friends standing in front of him, another one of these hobgoblins, and then the dwarf that you're encountering, but gets an aim in with that shotgun.
Tries to dodge. Point. I get cover, right?
Yeah, I'm going
to
give you cover.
Okay.
I'm going to give you cover of plus two. I'm going to say that you have a decent amount of cover because he's shooting through two bodies. He's going to roll to shoot you, which is crazy because it also does splash damage.
Oh, gosh.
But
he doesn't care about his friends.
Nope. Alrighty, let's do some rolling. Natural 20.
Oh!
Fail. Miss. Just kidding.
18 damage.
All right.
From that shotgun blast and two more splash damage from the extra buckshot.
18 with some two for splash. Okay.
And then that creature runs to its right and reloads at the end of its turn, is out of your sight.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Now it is Luton's turn. Great. What starts with an F?
Fireball.
And runs with an ironball. As all of these creatures are bunched up together.
They're bunched up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
love it.
You know.
I just love that as a 300-foot range.
Yeah, 500.
Cast 500? It
from yeah.
Wherever you want.
You cast from next county.
We were doing some research on Luton's fireball, and because of her water element and her water sprite, everything, like her whole water build, the fireball does not do fire damage.
It does bludgeoning damage.
It does
damage.
Bludgeoning damage and manifests as a water explosion.
Bludgeoning?
Not a fire explosion.
It could do steam burn damage.
Nope.
Okay, whatever.
Do you have a steam spell?
I do have a steam spell, yes.
Oh,
I haven't used it.
That's a different thing. That's cool.
Yeah, that's for fighting underwater, though.
Yeah, so I...
There's anyway, it's just kind of a
steamy.
cool thing that
that's
her
cool.
spells, some of the spells that she gets granted for free because of her elemental bloodline are altered by the element. And fireball's,
that's cool.
Fireball's one of them. So,
I would like Fireball to originate from the square, please.
All right. That is a square that is 50 feet away from you, 10 feet behind this group, and it has a 20-foot radius.
Correct.
Nice.
Which means that it will not hit Darnayru. And
thank
Luton
you.
Has a straight shot through the door. She is straight away from the door, 5-6 squares back from Darnayru. So she's 30 feet away from Darnayru. So this blistering
She's like, keep your head down.
I mean, it's more like a giant ball of water, right? This water bomb comes flying past you and just explodes and is so violent that it does bludgeoning damage to all four of those characters.
Yeah.
And I need to roll reflex saves, I believe, for all of them, right?
Yep.
Okay. The first creature got saved, the critical success.
What?
Well, what's your DC?
26.
26. So I got two crit successes,
ugh,
a failure,
nice,
and a failure.
So
two crit successes and two failures.
So two node effect and two full effect.
Full effect. That's right.
Math. Let's see.
And how much is the damage on your
6d6 bludgeoning damage.
Nice.
Ouchie.
That's great.
Did you heighten it?
No.
Okay.
26 damage.
Ouch. 26 nice. Damage. Okay.
Is it obvious to us which ones?
Yes. So the one of those hobgoblins took the full damage, and the other one that took full damage was the shield marshal.
Beautiful.
Right.
Who took full 26 damage. The other two seem to dodge out of the way of the... I mean, if you've ever been hit by a fire hose, you know, like, that's what this feels like, a big fire hose explosion.
So that was two actions. For my last action, I'm going to command Kal-El.
Okay. What would you like him to do?
I would like him to attack. Hold on.
That's okay. He would have to move past them all and get into a flanking position to be in a spot where he could attack.
Yeah, because Darnayra is right there.
Or
you can pass through my square, no problem, but you're going to have to roll tumble throughs on two creatures.
Two creatures.
At least two creatures.
He has the movement
speed
to do it.
Okay. What's the roll that I use for him?
It's an acrobatics check.
Acrobatics. Okay.
Against my reflex DC.
Can I do cat pounce?
Yeah, that can be your second action.
I'd like to try to get him through to here and attack from the other side.
All right. I just need three. I need three. He's a big fat monster.
Acrobatics rolls.
Acrobatics
rolls. What's his third one for?
I'll show you here in a second.
Oh, because he has to go through three of the enemies because he's large.
Because
he doesn't have to roll one to get by me.
Yeah. He has to go through all three enemies.
We're
going to
try
box.
Why not?
Let's do it.
Winning.
He has a high... What's Kal-El's acrobatics?
Plus 15.
That's really good.
Not too shabby.
19 for one.
Total?
Total.
Okay. That's a... right off the gate, he fails.
So he fails completely.
He does not make it through. It was much higher DC. So he's behind Darnayru.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
He can still try to move out there. That was just his first action, was that first move. So
yeah, let's keep trying.
Since he failed, he's just stopped.
So okay, he would try again.
Yep, so he could try again. Big boy.
Come on, let's roll different.
Get that big boy out of there.
Different dice. Let's try
taking
one.
The battle outside.
17.
Boo.
Yeah, that is a failure as well. A critical failure.
So does
Is there a critical failure condition when you... I don't think there is.
If it was, it would be triggers reactions. That's
no, I'm pretty
thing.
Sure there's not one.
So, hold on. Let me mute your mic real quick until it's your turn.
Let's see here. Failure, your movement ends, and you trigger reactions as if you had moved out of the square you started in.
It maybe. It says maybe after.
Critical failure?
There is no critical failure.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
So he's just there now, next to Varg, behind Darnayru.
Yep. And that is the end of Luton and Kal-El's turn. That brings us to one of these hobgoblin creatures who's going to take a shot at Darnayru.
Because you're in the hot gates.
Yep. I knew what I was doing.
32 to hit.
Dang.
Ooh. That is a hit.
5 damage and 1 splash damage. And the dwarf says,
"Hey, stop shooting those things at my back of my head."
As he's taken 3 splash damage so far.
So he's about 76 hit points down-ish of his 120.
This creature moves away to right near the stagecoach that you guys entered in, almost on the far side of that massive entry chamber, moves away, and reloads with his last action. That brings us to Varg.
Is there a back entrance to this room we're in that veers off to the east and then goes north?
Can you ping what you're talking about? Or
no, it's all dead ends because I walked through all of them.
In the room you're in?
Yeah.
The room you're in is a solid... sealed vault.
Okay.
No other ways out.
Okay. Then I'm going to have to attempt to tumble through the dwarf here.
Okay.
I'd like to end up right here.
All right. That's fine. Roll an acrobatics check.
Acrobatics.
That would be one move, yes?
Yeah, 25 feet from there.
Boo. 16 total.
That is a critical failure.
Perfect. What do I do, fall?
You have two actions left.
Nothing. No.
All right, I'm going to attempt again.
Okay.
Natty 19.
Let's go. Roll a real dice.
29.
A 29 is a fail.
Oh, man.
Because this is your second attempt.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Poo.
Okay.
One more action.
Are we positive?
Yeah.
Tumble through as the...
check him out, rules lawyer. Check him out.
It just has the move trait. Why would it do the map?
Yeah, dude, why?
Or why does it take a penalty?
Because multiple attempts of the same activity in the same round, it goes up by 2, not 5. I didn't say map.
I just said multiple attempts.
It's okay.
But still.
It's okay, baby boo. I'm going to let you look it up. But
not baby boo,
it's not
though.
Your turn. So no, keep your lips together, please.
Hey, I'm looking out for toxic GM land if this is a rule break here.
You know what's great is I'm only really toxic when I'm right. And that's not great. It's actually a character flaw. You have one action left, Varg.
So since I only have one action left, I'm going to buff Darnie Roo. I'm going to overdrive ally.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Okay. You just got this ability. Now he's using it. So exciting.
Okay. So I need... I assume it goes against my intelligence modifier. Because it shows me that I get a plus 2 or a plus 4 on critical.
You have to currently be in overdrive in order to do this.
That's what it means. Okay, gotcha.
So what it does is it grants whatever your overdrive bonus was. So if you got a critical success on your overdrive. So
okay, thank you.
Is that what you want to do for your last action? Overdrive your weapon?
Yes, that is what I want to do.
Okay.
And then maybe I can buff someone later.
So,
but for now...
Just need a crafting check then. DC 24.
Natty 2. Perfect.
He's rolling real dice over here, folks. Rolling real dice. Hey, you know what?
So
would you do me a favor and roll it on the dice roller on the app?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
And just curious to see what it says.
Natty 6.
It's DC 24. Isn't that a success because you have an 18?
It is 24 total.
Yeah, that would have been a success.
It would have been.
Gosh, that's just too bad. All right, it's the next Hobgoblin's turn. Guy.
What a waste of a turn.
You gotta believe when you roll real dice, dude.
Oh, that's what I'm
from
forgetting.
Your belly. Oh, you don't believe.
From your belly button.
What a loser.
I always forget believing the scene. That's right.
Another shotgun strike on Darnie Roo. Oh.
Bring it on.
And this one, you only have a plus 1 to your AC because he's only shooting through one.
Another 90 20?
Oh, no. My God.
26 to hit.
That is a failure.
Oh.
That's a miss.
Huh? Exciting.
Yeah.
You take 1 splash damage.
I believe it's pronounced Juan.
Juan. And so does Kal-El, who is next to the target. And so does stupid, corrupt shield marshal.
I kind of got him pinned in here with me.
He's kind of
needed a buddy.
Kind of pinned. That character is going to move away out of sight. You guys can't even see him anymore. He moves to the left, and he reloads with his last action. It is Kairos Duvalo's turn.
All right. The first thing we're going to do is do Arcane Cascade, because I'm going to need to do a spell strike.
You don't have to before you do it after.
Oh, okay. I knew that. Season 3, baby.
Season 3, baby.
Episode 78.
Season 8, I'll be like, I'm
tying one on.
Wake up.
Season 8.
Do Arcane Cascade. All right, so I want to fire Holy Light at the rogue gunner.
Okay.
Yep. Turn on the magic of color light out here.
That's what I did. Yes. The new and improved Kairos. Well, the new.
It's a spell strike, so I'm looking at
it. Is it an improvement?
Is it now?
Sure about that? That's going to be a 30.
Turn on your magical color light.
That's pretty good. That's going to be a 32 to hit.
32 is a hit.
Nice.
And
the holy light was the spell he did, not whatever that was.
But doesn't it burn? I thought it's fire damage.
It all
was like an explosion. It was
that
great.
I
loved it.
That is.
It scared me, okay? I'm just reacting.
That's
the
sound effect I've always used.
It's actually
for magic
every spell.
Colored light. No.
31.
Let's get out of here.
If 31 is still a hit,
it's a 76 fire damage.
76, okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, these are D6s, right?
Those are D6s. That's a lot of them.
Okay, this is poopy.
Dude, you rolled bad.
It's like 4 ones in here.
There is 4 ones in
just
there.
Just out of curiosity, you roll that on the...
What?
He wants you to roll on the computer.
No, never. No AI for me, unless it's doing my work for me.
Fantastic.
Or creating 11, art.
14 total. That's poopy. 14 total, and then I'll do Arcane Cascade, and that is my turn.
So 2d8 was...
Oh, yeah, I didn't get my...
Don't forget that. Your normal bow damage, 2d8 plus 2, right?
Yeah, 2d8.
14 on 7d6.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yahtzee.
I know, it's horrible.
In the wrong direction.
It's horrible.
The dice giveth, and the dice taketh away.
All right, so you have 14, 23 total.
9 more?
Yeah.
Oh, Arcane Cascade. Arcane Cascade,
and that is the... Capicola.
This whole episode, please.
Yeah.
It's so good. Okay, well, finally, it's this poor guy's turn, who's been shot a few times, stabbed a few times, and now arrowed in a holy way.
Arrowed!
my skin!
And bludgeoned with water.
My blood. Yeah. My blood hurts.
Water bludgeoned.
Yeah.
Has that sword in his hand, and a pistol in the other. Looks at Darnayru and swipes out with the sword, but not to attack.
Oh, he's casting spells.
To disarm.
Whoa. Let's see it.
Attempt an athletics check against the target's reflex DC. Darnayru, what is your reflex DC?
That is a plus 18.
High, bro. Ooh.
That is my best save.
High, bro.
I'm a master at it, by the way.
I did not pass. Fantastic.
Yeah, boy.
My back hurts.
That stinks, because that was a waste of a turn. The next thing he's going to do is try to intimidate. Darnayru. So this is an intimidation roll against your will DC. What is your will DC?
It's only 12.
17. So that is a fail against the 22 required to intimidate Darnayru. It's not looking good. I guess I'll just shoot you with this pistol.
Shoot me. And miss.
A 35 to hit.
Massive roll.
Just a hit.
6 damage with a pistol shot.
Taking the 6. And it's the end of your turn, right?
It is the end of that one's turn. So what's the persistent damage?
It's the end of your turn, so the persistent damage is I'm rolling now.
It's a lot, right? It's a D8, a D6, doubling all these things.
So much damage.
It's terrible. I rolled really bad, too. I rolled a 2 and a 1.
Oh, ooh. You kairosed.
I did. So 2, 3, plus 1 is 4. So 4 times 2, it's only 8 damage.
8 damage.
And then you got to roll your...
The persistent bleed damage will continue.
Yes!
Should this thing manage to live through all of your attacks for the next round.
That's the first time it didn't get destroyed.
But it is not dead.
It is not.
Nope.
It's not.
And we have the final character to act in this combat, which is the last of these hobgoblins. Guess what he's going to do?
Run away.
Shoot me.
Natural 20.
I like it.
Oh,
gosh,
that's
no! That's the second natty 20 against
you. Golly.
All right. How much? That sounds like a laser gun, by the way.
I love it.
What laser goes bang?
No, there's a little
12 shotgun damage.
Okay.
2 splash damage.
Gross.
To Darnayru.
Dude, you're hurting.
Kal-El and the Shield Marshal, who's really taken an absolute
beating.
Whooping on this turn. Okay. Reloads, shoots again.
All right, don't roll a natty 20 this time.
I didn't.
But
I didn't do so bad. 27 to hit.
Tie goes to the roller. Because you gave me only plus 1 cover, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
So that's plus 2 cover.
No, it's only
there's only shooting through one guy.
Yeah. Yep.
4 damage and 1 more splash damage for 5 total damage. 1 splash damage to Kal-El.
What's the DC?
DC?
A DC doesn't matter for a splash.
It doesn't matter for splash?
No, it's only for the one he's hitting.
You're catching the, shotgun, the extra shotgun.
All the stuff that bounced off my face.
1.
Just splashes on you.
Yeah. Darnayru's been also handled.
Yeah, I have. I've taken a lot of...
Is sitting on 36 of 88 hit points by my count.
Yep.
You're playing the role of tank really well.
Yeah, you're doing it. sitting up there eating all those shotgun blasts.
Yeah.
And it is Darnayru's turn as we start the top of round 2.
Woo!
Darnayru's turn, and Darnayru is going to...
Da Darnayru...
That would be an amazing drop. Let's do this.
Is it like it's Darnayru? It's Darnayru.
It's Darnayru.
I'm gonna do twin feint.
Okay, finishing this guy off, or are you attacking Kal-El?
No,
it's fine. I'll allow it.
Ooh, that's not a great roll for the first one. So 17 plus 8
is 25. That is a hit exactly.
Oh, man. Woo. Okay.
For the love.
2d6 plus 6.
Please describe your kill.
Yay!
I cut him in half and he's dead. I couldn't even think.
It's like unzip him.
He looked like he was already in bad shape. So it's mostly like you just catch him in the arm and it's like more than he can take.
He had 11 hit points.
Rip that patch off too.
So and take it with us. We're gonna go ahead and just delete that character forever. You guys didn't even need to learn his name.
Didn't need to.
Don't care.
His name is Daddy McDadads.
Daddy McDadads.
That was a twin feint.
That was a twin
feint. So your second attack strikes nothing.
Swings right on by.
And what would you like to do for your third action?
Retreat!
20. Let's move the full movement. Boom. There we go. That's actually 5 shorter than the full movement. That's my whole turn.
Darnayru has retreated behind Horse Kal-El.
I feel like I did my job.
You did good. You did fantastic.
You took a bunch of damage.
Over you killed half the my guy. Hit points.
Yeah. Just tie your shoes.
You sure did.
Oh, man.
I'm impressed, really. It is now Luton's turn, as the hobgoblin outside must have done something, but he does not come rushing into the room.
Interesting. I would like to cast Grar on Kal-El.
Is that the name of the actual?
That's the power word for thundering dominance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Love it.
All right.
Yeah. He's angry.
That is 2 actions. Kal-El is now infused with thundering dominance, the sonic discharge spell, and has a free straight line at the second creature.
So then I'd like to do the thundering roar action.
What's the range
thundering,
on that?
It's 30 feet.
Any creature within 30 feet?
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, it's only enemies.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's
a 30-foot burst?
It is a 30-foot burst.
Oh my gosh.
From his square. So it will hit 3 of the 4
nice.
Creatures from where you're at, unless you move him into the space first, then you could get all 4 of them.
I don't have enough actions to move him.
You have to command him to do this anyway, so you have a movement action to command.
Then let's move him.
Gotta catch them all.
Roll an acrobatics check. No matter what, he will have to roll an acrobatics check to get out into that room. He can technically stop in the doorway.
If I don't pass.
But if you pass this acrobatics check.
I want him in here.
We're getting our first cat pounce.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
6.
What in the heck is wrong
plus 15.
With your dice today?
I don't know, 21.
Yeah, you have not rolled this bad in ever.
I know.
That is not a success.
Okay.
Kal-El is squeezed in the doorway. There's, you know. So he moves up to this creature, this hobgoblin 2, and is on the map. It may look like he's in the, you know, halfway in the wall there, but in reality, there are 3 of the 4 squares are available, and so he has squeezed.
He pokes his head out the
through the doorway
because that's all that can fit.
Can still release a thundering roar, and from there can hit all 4 enemies. Nice.
Okay, so this is against your will save.
I have to roll 4 will saves.
4
okay,
will saves.
Cool.
Come on, failures.
They all have the same bonus to their will save, so I'm just going to roll this one dice 4 times. Number 1 is a critical failure.
Yes.
Number 2
yes.
is a 23 is a,
that's a fail.
Fail. So 19 is a fail. And a 15.
Yes.
Fail.
Is that a
crit fail?
What was the DC?
26.
That's a crit fail.
Crit fail. So yeah. 2 crit fails.
So number
fails.
4 crit fails. Numbers 2 and 3 fail. Wow, this is the worst I've done on 4 will saves in my life.
We need this.
It's awesome.
This is incredible.
It is.
Okay, what's the damage?
4d8 sonic damage.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And you're also going to be frightened 1.
Yeah!
On the crits or on?
On fails.
What's the crit failure condition?
It doesn't say there's a critical.
I'm petrified.
I don't think there is.
Why don't you roll the damage and I'll look it up.
Okay.
We'll split the difference.
So 48, 10 total.
So this is a 10-foot emanation on this spell. It's a 30-foot range to target Kal-El, but it is a 10-foot emanation.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
So it only hits 1 creature from here. I'm going to give him the critical failure because that was the first dice roll.
So he's frightened 1. He takes
it's basic,
10 sonic
so
damage.
He takes double damage.
Yeah.
So
20 damage
sonic
and frightened
damage,
1.
Frightened
okay.
1.
Just a question, a clarifying question. She only has to cast Thundering Dominance on him, and it lasts for a minute on him. So for full 10 rounds, he can use Thundering Roar whenever he wants as a single action.
He can
cast.
Use it once in that duration.
Oh. Once during the spell's duration. Yeah. Okay.
20 and frightened one.
He great. Does get a plus one status bonus to intimidation checks.
While it's on, but since you used it, it's not on.
Scary kitty.
Scary kitty also, he moved, and that first action was a cat pounce, not just a regular movement. So I need you to roll a jaws attack against that guy. We can't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Roll to hit with Kal-El's jaws.
Okay, so I get plus 15 to this first one.
Yeah.
19 on the die.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So 34.
34 is a critical success.
Yes. Yeah.
Bite his head off.
2d8.
Kitty want num num?
2d6 plus 8.
2d6 plus 8.
Doubled.
2d.
Ouch. I don't like it. No me gusta.
18. Ooh. Doubled.
36 damage.
Yeah. Come on, that one's gotta be dead.
Good math, engineer guy.
Outstanding. These creatures now have a new target.
Ooh.
The one that had moved off into the back of the room, 25 to hit Kal-El.
That's a miss.
That is a miss with Kal-El's upgraded armor class. Reloads, second shot. He reloads, takes another attack, only a 16 to hit, which is like a critical failure. Horrible, horrible rolls. Kal-El does take 2 splash damage, and so does the hobgoblin that's right in Kal-El's face. This is the one that's frightened as well, so... Okay, that brings us to Varg Kinbiter.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Now can get out and move and be wherever he wants, because it's only Kal-El in the doorway.
Yep.
Varg is very angry about how the last turn went, so he's going to rage, so he can also make the movement past Kal-El, get into 2, get into his face, and then I'm going to use my last action to kill steal from...
Fully.
Yeah.
Fully kills with the overdriven yes. Kinfluencer.
Well, nice. I wasn't overdriven.
Oh, you didn't overdrive on your at the end of your turn?
You I failed.
Oh.
Yeah, he rolled crappy.
I rolled like a 2.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. But doesn't matter because I rolled a natty 20.
Nice.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay.
That is.
We're in Varg. Is a current record of 84 territory. I think you were overdriven.
I was
when
overdriven
you made that.
Yeah. On that one.
We'll see if we can crack it.
No.
No.
48 damage.
48 damage. Varg, please describe
it. Yeah.
Varg runs up beside Kal-El and says, "Sorry, buddy, I gotta do it." And he swings.
Kal-El goes,
and just chops off. It's kind of like that scene from Underworld Evolution, I think it was.
No one cares.
Kate Beckinsale.
I care.
Kate Beckinsale Thanks, chops God. Off the corner of Bill Nye's head and it slides
oh,
off.
Oh, that was a gross yeah. scene. Yep.
Say Bill Nye?
He blinks.
Bill Nye?
Doesn't he blink with only one eye when that happens, too?
I think so.
The science guy?
Yeah, he said
no, no, Bill Nye.
No, he definitely said Nye. It's Bill Nye.
What are we saying?
Nye?
We're saying the name of an actor.
Yeah,
I'm saying the name,
saying
of,
the name
a
of a clown.
Renowned
a clown.
Scientist who taught me everything I know about science.
I have the same degree that he has.
You're a scientist?
He's not a scientist.
He's not a scientist.
We'll talk about this off show.
My childhood.
And that's, right. That's the end of my turn.
That is a mechanical engineer. That's all he is.
We will talk about this off show.
Can't wait for that. The guy that's in the corner to your left levels that dwarven scattergun down, takes a shot at Kal-El. Natty 20.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Jeez.
It's the third one. Third
there's
one.
There's no more left.
Yeah, right. 16. Scattergun damage to Kal-El's face and 2 splash damage to Varg and Kal-El.
Okay.
Reloads, shoots again. 26 to hit with the second shot, which is exactly Kal-El's AC.
Yep.
7 damage from the direct shot and another 1 splash to both Varg and Kal-El. And it is Kairos' turn.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to take a 2-move action to get to the front of the door right behind Kal-El. I can't stop there.
No, you can't stop in your
can't
friend's
stop
spot.
In Kal-El's square.
Can't stop, won't stop.
You got to take all 3 of your actions to move out.
Well, I'll take all 3 of my actions to move out and put myself in a vulnerable
Yay.
Position.
Another target.
Where do you want to go? You can go like
yeah, here, take me here, to here. The left.
This one.
Maximum. That's my turn.
All right. Kairos uses all 3 actions to get out in the opening lobby area.
Kill a Letsmith.
That brings us to the end of round 2. The top of round 3, and Darnayru.
Darnayru is going to move.
You want to take no Gatorade or nothing?
I'm just going to risk it since things are kind of spread out a little bit more.
For the biscuit, huh?
Mm-hmm. All right, for one move action, I can actually get north of Kal-El, and it'll give me two actions left. So I'm going to go directly just right past Kal-El for my first move action, and then I'm going to cast something since I'm here.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to do Agitate. Cast Agitate on the guy in... That's what we're going to do. The guy who ran furthest away from us.
All right.
It's a 30-foot range, and you send the target's mind and body into overdrive.
Oh, I get a bonus to my damage based on my intelligence?
Different kind of overdrive.
Forcing
it to become restless and hyperactive during the duration, which is varies depending on your role.
I'm glad you've researched this ability.
It's been forever since I've used it.
What's it called again?
It's called Agitate. So you must, during the duration, you must stride, fly, or swim. So you have to stride at least once each turn, or you take two by damage, whatever it is.
Oh, okay. I'm required to move.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You are hyperactive and like have to move around.
Like a teenager.
So it's a will save, and the DC is 26. What'd you get?
16.
That's a... We'll just tie on the crit
fail. Tie goes to the roller.
Even though it's 10 under, that's a critical failure, right?
It is.
No.
Yeah, because if 26... Yeah, that is totally right. You roll a 16, and the DC is 26. That's a critical failure.
To play a Duval. See how he died, dude? He's there.
He did the eyes.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
Critical failure's duration is
just
4 rounds.
Just remember that ruling.
I always know that ruling. Right. I do it all the time.
Critical failure.
The duration is 4 rounds.
4 rounds.
So for 4 rounds, you have to stride at least once during your... Or you take 8d8 mental damage.
Get out of my face.
It's cantrip, baby.
Wow. If someone were to lock that person in place so they couldn't stride...
Ooh.
What is that? Then they're
just
stuck.
I don't
know.
Then they can't stride.
Then they just
and
take,
they just take 8d8 damage. I gotta go! And the
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, don't go over there and restrain him.
Wow.
Listen to my commands. Do not go over there and restrain him. Is that the end of your turn?
Yep, I moved and I did a two-action cast.
Okay, so it's this one's turn, and he says, "We're outnumbered now. Focus on the injured one." And takes a shot at Darnayru.
Engine one?
Injured.
Oh.
Injured.
I was like, engine one?
I heard engine one, too.
Engine number one. This shotgun blast not going to be fun.
It's technically injured.
26.
Tie goes the roller. Well, do I get any cover because you're behind a stagecoach?
Oh, yeah, it's behind a stagecoach and he's super small.
I'm just looking at the map. It's funny.
It's funny.
How much damage?
6 damage. Plus 1 splash damage to Kal-El, Varg, and Darnayru. Reloads, shoots again. 26.
Who's shooting at me right now? 4 or 1?
4.
4.
Another 6 damage, and 1 splash damage to Kal-El, Varg, and Darnayru.
All right.
It is now Luton's turn. Oh, hold on. That guy shot reload on his last turn, which means he...
Oh, he can't.
He can't shoot twice on this turn. He reloads, shoots, reloads. So... That negate that last attack.
7 damage.
Give yourself
back.
7 damage, Greg. Gets 7 damage back to Darnayru. Kal-El gets 1, Varg gets 1. And that's the end of my turn.
Love it.
Keeping it honest.
Honest.
Luton, it is your turn. Luton's still 30 feet back in the vault. Kal-El's out there, but not Luton.
I'm going to command Kal-El to attack. We're going to do cat pounce again.
On which one?
On one.
Over there in the corner?
We're going to move over there in the corner.
All right. Roll to hit with Kal-El's jaws.
Ooh, 17 total.
That is a miss.
That is a miss.
Roll to hit with Kal-El's claws. Because now he can move, strike, and strike again.
Yes, he can.
Any room left in your dice jail, or is it full in there?
How about 32?
Oh, that'll do it.
Yes.
That's a hit.
That's a critical hit.
Yes.
Fantastic.
With Kal-El's claws.
Yeah.
You push her too far, and that's what happens.
So, 2d6 plus 8.
2d4, because it was his claw.
Oh, right, 2d4.
That's actually plus 1 more to hit on, because I bet you did. Well, what was, hold on. What'd you roll, 17 on the die?
17 on the die.
I don't think that's a crit, because Kal-El's map with his claws is a plus 11. Oh, yeah, 28.
No, it's.
28 to hit.
That was his first strike with his claws.
It's his second strike of the round, though, so he has to do that at...
Okay.
Yeah, so 17 on the die.
So, yeah.
Right? Plus 11 for his second strike using his claws.
So it's just 2d4 plus 8.
So it's just 2d4 plus 8, because it's a 28, which is a success, not a crit success.
All right.
Still damage.
Sorry about the rules.
So 5 on the dice plus 8.
13 damage.
13.
That's pretty good.
This math brought to you by math.
Math.
And Bill Nye.
Getting hurt for the first time.
Yeah, he hasn't taken any damage yet.
Nope.
He didn't get fireballed.
That was one of the guys that passed. What would you like to do with your other two actions, Luton?
Luton would like to move into the room with her last two actions. So okay. I think I can make it here.
Yep.
Just on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
With 30 feet. Okay.
All right.
That brings us to another monster. The guy in the corner.
Terry.
Overly compelled to move.
Terry.
Does so. Moves. Reloads and shoots at Darnayru. Gets a little bit closer to the group. And you guys are surrounded by these creatures, by these hobgoblins. Not going to be a... I don't think that's going to go. I got a pretty low roll here. No. 21 to hit Darnayru. Everybody takes one splash damage. So Darnayru, Luton, and Varg all take one splash damage. And that is the end of his turn. Varg.
Let me run up to hobgoblin number 4 here. If I can.
Varg moves to his right.
Between that and the wagon.
Just pretend the wagon's not even there.
Perfect. I'm going to use a Megaton Strike.
Ouch. This Ooh. Is going to suck.
And I'm
a
raging.
A raging Megaton Strike?
Yes. I'm not overdriven right now.
No, that's fine. It's still going to suck. This guy has not been hit. He has all of his hit points.
Not for long.
Okay, rolling 19. Natty 19. Nice. 36 to hit.
Yes.
A 36 is a crit.
Yeah! Yeah.
Gosh.
Okay. I'm so excited for this damage.
Duval's not even... He stepped out for two seconds.
I'm so excited for this damage. Okay, here we go.
Let's go.
Not great. I didn't roll that well, but still, 58 damage.
58 damage.
Nice.
What an incredible strike. Wow. Okay.
And then I'm going to swing at him one more time.
No, you are not.
Why? Because I moved.
And yep. Megaton okay. Strike is yep. a two action.
Thank you. I forgot I moved.
It's okay.
It's the end of my turn.
It's my turn now. Face to face with a horse-sized jaguar who just swiped at him.
I don't know. Look at his eyes.
Very sweet eyes.
Yeah, sweet eyes.
Very Disney-ish.
Very kind eyes.
Tactically given orders to keep firing at the wounded one. Wounded one's not looking so hot.
Giving orders, huh?
What do I do? I think he's going to panic. So that means he's going to shoot at Kal-El. Don't have a choice.
Hmm.
Yeah, who's second in charge if the dwarf's down?
Yeah, nobody. 33 to hit Kal-El.
Ooh, that's a hit.
I finally got one through. Monster with his upped AC. 7 damage to Kal-El and 1 splash damage to Kairos and Kal-El. Okay, that's his turn. Reload, shot, reload.
Okay, then it's Kairos' turn.
It is Kairos' turn.
And I moved last time.
You sure did.
In Arcane Cascade.
And
the
you are
last
still
time.
In Arcane Cascade.
Still in
now.
Arcane Cascade.
Absolutely.
This is what I love.
And now you have your pick of targets at this point.
I know. I'm going to go with the number 3.
Okay.
I mean, turn on a magic of color light.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Over there?
Turn it on over there.
Baby, bobby, the boob.
Let's go.
Not going to know what hit him.
That guy?
Which guy? That guy over there?
That guy over there?
Yeah, forget about him.
Forget about it. So we're at a 30 total.
To hit?
Yeah. To hit.
That is a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. A fully charged.
Let's go with a 2d8. 2d. It's 9.
Holy light? Do you have that many castings of holy light in a day?
I have 4 of them.
Wow.
And
oh, that's because it's a oracle spell.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you add your plus damage?
Magus's, even if you take a dedication as another spellcaster and you add a cantrip or something,
two?
Or you know, add some spell casting, really buffs a Magus.
11.
Really buffs a Magus.
11 was what the bow took.
He didn't add his modifier.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that.
Okay, 11 damage.
Hold on.
I didn't even hear that because I was talking to Jordan. We were having a conversation
Here's
while
the thing,
you guys did
Jordan wouldn't even pay attention to you. So I'm going to roll 7 of these.
He's jealous of our friendship.
Oh, man.
It's fine.
7 of them.
7d6.
Sorry, why don't you tell him what we talked about last time?
What'd you talk about last time? He's just kind of shaking
his
head.
He's shaking
his
head no.
What'd you talk about last time? Eh, forget about it.
Redemption. 22.
11 and 22, 33 total damage.
Nice. Yes.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's great.
That's really good.
Bada bing. Hit that guy right in the face with that.
Yeah, over there. He's
over
like,
there,
hey.
That guy.
You know, he's pow, pow. Right in the kisser. Bang.
Holy light.
Bang.
You know where I got this damage? Got it at church with your mom on Sunday.
Bang.
Oh.
Got him.
Oh. So now I'm going to do Arcane Cascade. Nah.
Or just concentrate.
Or concentrate.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm locked in. I'm still concentrating right now.
Take a load off.
I kind of missed the voice changer box.
You asked for this.
No, I didn't.
I'm trying on different things.
It's been 78 episodes that I've been making fun of that silly robotic voice of his.
You miss me.
I do. Where have you been all my life?
All right. That's my turn.
We should do a special episode.
Never.
It is my turn again.
Is he not dead?
No. No, you did good, though. I'm super proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The one that's standing face-to-face with a horrifying Kolo monster.
Varge.
Yeah, Varge. Varge the Barge. Is fully reloaded, takes a step away, and shoots.
Ooh, coward.
30 to hit.
He's a coward.
If he steps away, do I get a...
not if I step.
Not if he steps.
Boo. Reactionary strike. I always forget the freaking word.
It's okay.
So you fired at me?
I did. Oh, minimum damage. 2 damage with the Dwarven Scattergun and 1 splash damage for a total of 3 damage. And I reload with my last action. It is the one and only Sprite in the Room's turn. And if I'm not mistaken, you've got 3 targets and a 3 action Blazing Bolt. Would hit all 3 of them.
That's correct. How'd you guess?
I just saw you doing the math over there.
You did not.
Okay. So why don't you say it?
Okay.
I knew that's what you were going to do.
Well.
Goodbye, all my creatures. This is going to kill them all in one shot.
I mean, Pokemon. One or more creatures. Range Strike.
Yep.
It's one of my signature spells.
It sure is. So you can heighten it.
I can heighten it, which I'm going to.
Oh, gosh. Heightened
so
Blazing
three
Bolt.
Three action Blazing Bolt.
All 3 actions. Whew, this is going to suck.
Maybe. I think it's going to be great.
Yep.
I am going to give the one behind Kal-El an AC bonus of 1.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. He's the only one that's getting AC bonus. The other 2, even though you're shooting through your allies' squares, are not going to get AC bonuses because you're tiny. So you can aim around them, but Kal-El is enormous.
He's enormous. That's the downside, I guess, right?
Yep.
Lay off the sandwiches, Kal-El. All
so right. We just need 3 to hit rolls consecutive. We're going to go 1, 3, 4 around the horn on who you're shooting at.
I got a plus 16 to all.
All 3 of them. That's awesome. All 3 of them are done at her top MAP. This is great.
First roll is an 18.
On the die?
On the die.
That's a crit.
Yow.
Second one. 12 on the die.
That is 16. A hit.
Okay. Bazinga.
And let's try this purple one.
Good grief.
Third is 5 on the die. So that's
a hit.
Oh, it's still hit.
Nice.
Okay.
A crit, a hit, and a hit.
Nice.
Do you know how much damage you're doing? Because it goes up.
Let's see. Increases by 1d6. Or excuse me.
The 12d8.
It's more than that.
Increases by 2d6. It's already 4d6. So that's 66 fire damage.
It's even more than that, sweetheart.
Wait.
Because it's a level 2 spell.
It's times 2.
Are you casting it at level 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Duh.
So it goes up 4d6 from the boosting, and each bolt was a base of 4d6.
Dang!
And a crit is times 2.
So each bolt is 8d6.
Yeah.
And we're doubling the crit.
Let's go.
Oh my god.
This is...
My head hurts.
Bananas.
They're dead.
I have exactly 8d6. Jordan, help me add.
So do we roll... They're all separate, so we need all the damages separately.
Yeah.
This is a lot of...
So this is the first one is the one that's crit.
He's got a calculator.
It's a lot of mathing.
Man, this
we're mathing.
Like,
we're right. Mathing.
Sound
this
like,
is the guy with the most hit points is the one that critically failed.
Okay.
Or was critically hit.
So target number 1 is 31 on the dice.
62 damage.
62.
62 hit points.
Oh, yeah! No!
Not kidding.
Yeah.
You cooked the guy that had all his hit points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
No, this is not happening.
That's incredible.
This is not happening.
Target 2.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. It's 28 average hit points.
Nothing
that you're taking
really
away.
Matters. Anyone can see.
28 on 28. The dice.
Dead.
Yes.
He had. Okay. He only had 16 hit points. Okay.
Last
one on the other side of Varg here.
This is incredible. Really,
I can't believe it.
She's about to get a triple kill.
Just sweeping a room.
Okay. 24 on the dice.
24.
17 hit points.
Yeah!
LeBron James.
Triple kill.
Unreal.
And 114 damage.
Yeah.
That's in amazing. One attack.
That's amazing.
Against
good job.
Three targets. I think that single target damage is 84.
Yeah. But I think triple kill. She killed three characters at one time. That's a new standard.
And literally, I mean, and had to make three successful hits.
Yeah. That was something else.
We have a second category for Luton. 114 damage.
Triple kill.
It's 114.
She just walked into a room and took care of everything with just a breath.
And all three of these guys are in their north. East and west of her. They're on like
they're
90 degrees apart from each other and like four squares away. She walks out of the think about this for a second, okay?
Yeah.
18 inches tall, all right, covered in bug armor.
Yeah. Beetles.
Something they've never seen before in this Clockwork City. This little blue demon wanders out of this vault and like does the look around. You know, like, what would she say in a moment like that? And she's like, who's out here shooting my cat? You know?
So, yeah.
And just goes, and shoots out three bolts of fire.
Yes.
And melts off all their faces.
Yep.
They are stains on the wall.
Oh, no good. More faces.
That's crazy. That was awesome.
Yeah, it's a ray of heat and flame. Right. Which, if I'm a water creature...
You know what?
Creature,
I didn't need the heat, okay? You didn't need to...
It's hot.
That was amazing. Oh,
gosh, you gotta be kidding.
That's amazing.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard in this game. I've been playing this game for 20 years.
That's awesome.
What's funny is you knew I was trying to figure it out.
I saw you over there doing the math and like trying to
one
like...
One or more creatures.
And measuring things. Yeah. Wow.
Good job, y'all.
Oh, that's great. I need to heal.
Yeah, we need to heal.
Are you guys going to stick around and heal, or are you going to leave?
That's a good question.
You have a day and 2 days before your next activities. You need to decide right now.
We cleared everything we could out of there. We did all the searches we could, and we were just warned not to stick around.
Yeah, and let me give you some more stuff here, because you do find some other loot as you were looting the Shield Marshal offices. Okay? So, scratch this down.
Scratching.
A dose of lich dust.
Ooh.
A dose of lich dust. What's lich dust? I'm glad you asked, Jordan.
Spot on.
Why did I say that?
This is a level 9 alchemical item. Dust salvaged from the remains of a destroyed lich.
Which
puts a poison in place. All it does on stage 1, fatigues. No big deal. Stage 2, 5d6 poison damage.
Whoa.
Stage 3, 5d6 more poison damage. You're paralyzed for a minute.
Wow.
Whoa.
And it happens after 10 minutes. It has a 10-minute onset.
Yeah.
That's a murderer's weapon right there. Okay.
Bad day.
Poison.
Anyway. It sounds like an assassin's weapon.
Right?
That thing that is
lich dust. You also find, and I can't believe I'm saying this, an invisibility rune. Another one.
What?
Another one.
Let's put it on Kal-El.
That's awesome.
Making him an invisible Clydesdale.
The other thing you find are two Lawbringer's lassos. And a Lawbringer's lasso is an enchanted lasso. It's a net that can be used to grapple creatures up to 30 feet away.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah, it's like Wonder Woman's grappling lasso, only it does not compel you to tell the truth.
Oh,
yeah.
You can also grab items with it. Dun, dun, dun,
ooh,
dun.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Dun, dun, dun. You also find a single firearm round of explosive ammunition. Yes.
I'll take that.
Yeah, Jordan. Mm-hmm. Jordan does have a gun.
All right, put it in your thing.
That's just the stuff you found while searching through Angelique Lovelace's offices.
For the record, I do not like that we found lich dust. That stresses me out that she already has it.
What lich did they kill around here?
True.
Well, I'm sorry, what was the round of ammunition called?
Explosive ammunition.
Okay.
Extremely deadly. The hobgoblins all have a breastplate, a club, and a dwarven scattergun.
Breastplate, club... and dwarven.
Just some garbage loot for you guys to sell. Gun. And the corrupted shield marshal, a +1 clan pistol.
Ooh.
Wow.
Which is like a dwarf's clan. Instead of daggers in Dongan Hold, the dwarves get pistols.
Yep.
Also a breastplate. And that Jazail was a plus one.
Cool.
And then he had a longsword. So no gold, but a lot of loot that you could certainly sell or potentially use. Those runes, though, I don't know if you guys even have any more slots on any of your gear for plus one runes.
There's nothing to the east and the west here?
There's... These vaults go on for hundreds and hundreds of feet to the east and the west.
Oh, so this is like underground.
They're not vaults in the everyone's gold is stored down here variety. They're more like offices. They're an underground, you know, extension of Alkenstar.
Okay.
So, I mean, we got in here by the skin of our teeth.
And it's a shield marshal facility.
Of right. The stagecoach. So how are we going to get back out?
You are able to find a stairwell
that
leads up. It's only a couple floors deep, and you do find a stairwell that leads up and out.
I think we should get out of here.
Yeah, let's go find a guy whose friend is about to be hanged.
Yeah, we can't stick around.
And that benefactor.
The party.
The party.
The party's first.
And then...
That's a day.
Yeah.
That's 24 hours from now.
So we can...
We might find it at the party.
You do have time to try to find that third person, Dash, because that did not have a timestamp on it.
Right.
That's up to you guys, and we'll find out what you guys do next week.
Okay. We're going to find Dash next week.
Yeah.
This was exciting.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, man. Thunder Buddies.
We're going to find him.
This was good.
This was a great episode.
This is fantastic.
Three killed hobgoblins.
Yeah.
And who are these guys? Who are these goblins?
Yeah, what is she doing with these goblins, and what is she doing with the lich dust?
They're all wearing this. These guys are all wearing the same clothes.
There's a whole other gang out there we didn't even know about.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, you're right.
Tune in next week.
It's the Goblin Goons.
Hey, over there.
The Goblin Goons.
Yo, over here.
They're over here.
Come on.
Staying over there.
Kairos will be back next week.
We weren't having technical difficulties.
No.
It was just a creative decision.
You know, just playing around.
Yeah.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.